Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, home of the best devil crabs in town. Yum! 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa, right next to Ybor City. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of the Commish's 2017 NFL Draft Party, where stick carriers unite. Sports Legends Bar and Grill on the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends, where you can eat like a legend.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W and let's do it as a family. Let's get it.
Tiptoeing along the sideline is Brent Grimes. Did he stay in bounds? One official looks at the other, and it is signaled a touchdown. And Winston throws, and that is a touchdown for Evan.
I'm going to start this podcast by introducing the name of it, introducing myself, or welcoming you in. I'm going to ask one question. What the fuck are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Jason Light, let's get this shit done, man. I'm tired of seeing pictures of Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, now Josh Huff joining these guys, training with Adrian Peterson. What the fuck are we waiting for here? It's time to get this shit done. Stop with the age. Stop with the money. None of that matters. One thing matters. Improving at running back. Getting better at running back. Because improvement at running back, a threat at running back, makes your quarterback better. And right now, hate to tell you, you don't have a threat at running back at all. At all. Adrian Peterson, 32 years old, don't give a fuck. Don't give a shit. Because that guy's a threat. Whether it's his first year in the league or right now, current day, present day. He's a threat. Is he the same running back he once was? Nope. Would he be the best running back on your roster? Absolutely. You know, is it a coincidence that Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, now Josh Huff, are all working out with Adrian Peterson? I mean, am I stupid? Absolutely not. It's not a coincidence. So what are we waiting for? Yeah, I'm going to make one of the boldest statements I've ever made on this podcast. Right now. Soon. Not right now, but soon. On this podcast, I will make one of the boldest statements I've ever made. But I believe it. And I believe it could happen. But for it to happen, I have to ask the question, why are we dragging our feet? This offense is so close. It's really so close. But they're definitely at least one, maybe two running backs away. So why ignore one of the best running backs in NFL history? Well, he can't stay on the field. Don't care. Let's try and keep him on the field. I've seen crazier things happen than that. Well, he's had some injuries the last couple of years. So what? Let's see if we can keep him healthy. Well, he's 32 years old. He's lost a step. Why does that matter? He's faster and more explosive than Doug Martin, even if he's lost a step. Shouldn't you be happy about that? And then, of course, the final argument. But the money. It's just too much money to pay him. When the fuck did this become your money? It's cap room. So they either spend it or they pocket it. And for Adrian Peterson, he's not going to command a 7-year, 6-year, 5-year, 4-year contract. It's going to be either a 1-year contract or a 2-year contract. That's it. So you can pay him. The Bucks have millions upon millions of dollars in cap room. You can pay him $20 million a year if you want and still be fine. But how do you re-sign your own guys? Because if it's just a 2-year deal, that deal's going to be up in time for you to still sign Jameis Winston, Quan Alexander, Ali Marpet, Donovan Smith. You can still re-sign all those guys. So who cares whose money it is? It's the Glazers' money. It's not yours. I never understood that with fans. Oh, well, this is too much money. Has Jason Light gotten in salary cap hell? Has Jason Light even gotten in salary cap trouble? No, he knows how to word these contracts so that he can get out of them and have cap room to spend. So stop worrying. Stop it. Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about the length of years because it's not going to be that long. Don't worry about a loss of step because that loss of step still means he's faster than Doug Martin. Just stop worrying and allow a team in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to get good, really good. Because not only does Adrian Peterson help your offense, he helps your run game. He adds a threat, which opens up the play action for Jameis Winston, so he helps Jameis Winston. And if the Bucs can get something going on the ground, it's going to help their defense. It's a triple whammy. But I wouldn't stop with Adrian Peterson. I would draft a running back. Absolutely. You can still keep Jaquizz Rodgers. Maybe that opens up a trade for Charles Sims. But for me, if I had to do it as a general manager, I'm signing Adrian Peterson and I'm drafting a running back within the first 3 rounds of the NFL draft. And if I do that, I'm feeling very good about our chances, not only with the division, but to go very deep in the playoffs in 2017. A lot of Bucks takes coming in. I'll have my bold statement. It's a very, very bold, 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 bold. So bold, it's bold, bold, bold. And I'm going to reveal that bold statement coming up later on this podcast. But first, we turn our attentions to Greg. Hello, Greg. Are you there?
Kamish. Greg from Palm Harbor, also known as Tampa G-Man on Twitter. You know, when we all left that Thursday night Falcons game, I thought I was done with Bucks football. I've been a season ticket holder since 1979 and been going since 76, and I honestly thought I could never be excited about Buccaneer football ever again. Thankfully, I was proven wrong. over the rest of the season. And I can't wait for the season to start up again. And even more so, I can't wait for the draft party at Sports Legends. Saturday, I plan on getting a little breakfast out of Bricado's. Gonna have to hit up some of that B4. Shout out to all the stick carriers out there. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick!
Man, people are fired up about the draft party. They're fired up about drinking some B4 and avoiding that hangover that Thursday night so they can do it all again on Friday. I know one guy that wants to party all weekend. He's coming in from Panama City. No, not Florida. From Panama. It's our buddy Javier. Hey, Javier.
Hey, Justin. It's Javier from Panama City, Panama, and I'm sending you my buck steak. Listen, Justin, I would like to ask you a quick question. So, cue the Phil Collins. Listen, Justin, I like Phil Collins. And Susuri is one of my favorite songs. But every time I hear it, or in the radio, or in my computer, I start listening, like, I'm tweeting it out. I don't understand Polish, but the sweating continues. And I don't know you from your radio days, but could you expand on how did you get those sound bites? I think that'll be a funny story. Now, back to my main question. I like our offensive line. I believe that as a unit, they're okay. We have our strengths and we have our weaknesses. But based on what Jason Light and Dirk Cutter said during the owners' meeting, you're taking one of our best assets in the offensive line, which is Kevin Panfield, and you're moving him not only sides but position to right tackle because you have an opening there. And we know DeMar Dotson is what DeMar Dotson is. He's an average player. He commits a lot of penalties, and he's over 30. Now, not only that, but you're taking Ali Marpet, and you're going to put him at center. Now he has to adjust the way he sees the field, the way he calls the plays, and also he needs to adjust having Jameis' fingers right next to his sack. Now, that's a big adjustment for me, or for any grown man. So I'd like to know what you think about that, and as always, shout out to all our sponsors, Bricado's. I'm dying to try that double crab. Sports Legends. Dude, can the draft come already? We're in April. We're 26 days away. I want to have some great food, a lot of fucking beers, some real Cuban cigars with all my fellow stick carriers, and also before, because we're going to need it. 2 days of great party, great draft, and some great box talk. So, to all of you, my fellow stick carriers, right back into this. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
I still can't believe that Javier is flying in from Panama City to be at the draft party. I mean, that's dedication. He's going to be all fired up. We get to be at Sports Legends Thursday night, April 27th. Then we have lunch at Bricado's April 28th, that Friday. Then we're back at Sports Legends doing it all over again. Did get confirmation as well. B4, my buddies at B4 will be at both draft parties Thursday night and Friday night handing out free cans of B4 so that you can help avoid the hangover from being there in Sports Legends. It's going to be awesome. So we go from Javier, who's coming to the draft party from Panama City. International. Got another guy who's international who doesn't even really mention wanting to go to the... Come on. You're better than that, James.
How you doing, Chris? It's James from Dublin and Ireland here. First time caller in. Long time listener to the show. Big fan of the podcast. I've been quite lucky. Being from these shores, it's not as easy to watch the Bucs, but I've got over... I'm seeing the Bucs play 8 times, 7 wins, 1 loss, which is always great. Can't beat a good old sunny day in Raymond James Stadium drinking a cold Bud Light. Good times. I have a 2-year-old son now, so won't be going over anytime soon. Fuck you, adulthood. Let me see. Quick shout out to Dave up in Belfast. He made me laugh my bollocks off at the Pepper's comments. Funny and well used in the podcast by yourself, Krish. Well done. Mainly, I have a question here on Hard Knocks. Just wanted to know your opinion on the advantages and disadvantages. So it'd be good to know what you think about that. And I'll just sign off by saying, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
You know.
Slán.
No, great question, Justin.
Slán. I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
We got a few Bucks takes that have come in asking about Hard Knocks. Here's my thing about Hard Knocks, and I told Christian this. You know, Christian from Headlines Barbershop. Him and I were talking on the phone the other day. And I told him my bold prediction. And I said, here's my thing with Hard Knocks. Because he said he didn't know what to think about it. You know, do we embrace it? Do we like it? Or is it too much of a distraction? And I think the safe response, which you're going to get from many outlets, is the Bucks have good leadership in place. Everything is fruits and roses, and everything is so smooth, and we love it. Has nothing to do with that, right? Okay. I think when you look at Hard Knocks, they see the Buccaneers as a team, if they end up choosing them, with uber charisma. Right, a lot of charisma, and that's big when you're trying to portray a TV show. But here's my thing with Hard Knocks. The Bucks have players on their roster that just don't give a shit about that stuff. Jameis, Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson. I mean, these guys are going to look at that and say, no, who gives a fuck? Tell me what I'm supposed to do, and I'll do it. But I'm not going to do that. So I think when you look at, and I'm not saying not going to do Hard Knocks. I'm saying I'm not going to fall victim to it being a distraction. They just don't, they have a swagger about them. And I think maybe the most positive thing from it is that, you know, they did end on a winning note last year. So they're not questioning themselves. I'm sorry, I forgot. We need to go back to Javier. He wanted to know the origin of the question, Buck Stakes. So let's go ahead and play it again.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
Okay, let's start with that. I'm tweeting it out. That was my thing when I was on the radio. I tweeted everything out while we were on the radio to try and get a reaction from you. So thank you for clarifying that. The second lady is the mother of one Jim Lighthall. She called in on her birthday. I literally sang her happy birthday to its entirety. And she followed up by saying, is that Polish? Perfect. Thank you.
But the sweating continued. Oh, boy.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you. And
but the sweating continued. I was actually reading a commercial at the time, and that was a line in it. The old man, it sounds like the old man, who said I was going to ask him a tough question. That was Chuck Bresnahan, former USF defensive coordinator.
Answered all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it.
Okay. That last one was self-explanatory. Going back to before that, it looked like the pilot was kind of, I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe we should check in with the actual broker of the group and see how they feel about a potential move to MetLife.
Crushed it!
Crushed it. I used to say nailed it. Okay, and that's that. So with that being said, appreciate it, Javier, for asking for a description of it. As we go on, as we move into May and June, we'll play some more clips from my old radio days. But for now, is this guy trying? Is he trying to become a legend? I think he is. It's our buddy Mike McKay. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Justin. It's Mike here in Clearwater. I wanted to make a couple quick points on the draft. First of all, I can just feel it.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
The Bucks are going to nail this one. Jason Light, if you're listening, and I know you are, 99% of us believe in you and trust your judgment. How could you not go with Aguayo? Plus, now he's got some serious competition with Folk. However, Mr. Light, for the love of God, get Nick Folk a good hairstylist to put even a little bit more pressure on Aguayo with his Studio Line by L'Oreal Majestic haircut. Get that guy, the Bucks fan from the Backstreet Brothers or whatever his name is, to help him out. Come on, Justin, you know what I'm talking about. You gave me three of their CDs. You know who I'm talking about. Help me out here. Basically, what I'm saying, bottom line, even if I don't agree with the Bucks pick, they have shown us thus far that they are the real deal. Look me up on Twitter at 50 Shades of McKay. And finally, I can't wait.
Can't wait!
For this draft party. Mr. Deckerhoff, please sign me out.
Michael is my hero!
Man, blast from the past. Is it? Well, boy band? Yeah, sure, man. I always thought this song was probably the easiest song to ever make a parody to. I actually made a parody to it in high school relating to a person we knew. And it was, I mean, if I did it in high school, anyone else could do it today. Nick Carter, are we going to get him on the podcast? Does anyone want to hear Nick Carter on the podcast? Other than females that are like, "Hey, my cat, it's Nick Carter. Oh, he's so cute. You want to touch me there? You want to touch me here? Oh, shut the fuck up. I mean, get a hold of yourself. It's really embarrassing to watch you beg Nick Carter to touch you there. You know what I mean? Hey, Lou. Hey, Lou. Lou. Could have sworn Lou was here. We all know what he is. He's my boy. What's going on? Is Lou even here today? Lou.
Lou, you're my boy!
Well, we all know that, but is Lou here? Because he's going to help the podcast. He's going to save the podcast. He is the podcast.
Justin, Lou and Port Richie, man. Did you hear about Marpet being moved over to center, man? Dude, I think that's going to be awesome, man. They'll put Sweezy over at his old spot, man. Panfil on the other side, man. Dotson and Donovan on the other, on the outside, bro. Dude, I think that's going to be fucking, dude, badass, dude. Have those cats there, man. They'll fucking open up some holes, man. And, dude, it's going to be fucking bad, bro. But anyway, bro, speaking of opening up holes, bro, man, did you see those pictures from Houston? Dude, we had the whole, pretty much the Bucks offense out there, man. Winston, D-Jax, and Mike Evans practicing with AP, bro. AP! Dude. That'd be nice, bro. That'd be nice, bro. If we sign him, bro. You know, I know he's 32 years old, bro, but AP's AP, like you said, bro. He demands attention, bro. Can you imagine Winston with AP behind him? D-Jax and Mike Evans on the outside, bro? It's a defensive coordinator's nightmare, bro. Who do you cover? You stack the middle? You play nickel? I mean, dude, either way, you're going to get fucking eaten up, bro. Dude, that's an awesome picture right there, bro. That's Leonardo da Vinci, bro. Van Gogh. Lugo. But anyway, bro. Listen, man. I wanted to share with you, man, a little thing at work, bro. I get a fucking email, man, about some guy dropping rocks in the garbage disposal at the main office, at our main office, bro. The fuck are you doing that for, bro? And why the fuck do we even have garbage disposals over there, bro? So anyway, I'm walking around, going to different locations, man, talking to a couple of cats about it, man. And one cat tells me, he goes, "You think that's bad? Dude, they had a dude dropping deuces in the fucking stairwells over there. I'm like, what kind of, get the fuck out of here. Who the fucking does that? Who would do that? So I fucking verified, man. Sure as shit, man. I got some crazy bastards over there, man. And that's the main office, though, where the upper echelon is, man. Accounting and all that, man. These are the decision makers, bro. What the fuck? I'm like, how do you fucking sit in your office, man, and come up with that fucking idea, bro? It's like, how do I get back at these motherfuckers? Oh, I know. I'm going to take a shit in the stairwells. Like, come on, how do you even pull that off, man? What are you fucking taking a shit, bro? Somebody comes down the stairs, like, oh, the stalls were full, and I had an emergency. Move along. Get the fuck out of here. Now, listen, you bastards, man. This ain't a fucking, I'm not putting this out to give you fuckers ideas, man. I don't want to hear no fucking shit about an epidemic of people taking deuces at work, bro. You stick carriers, come on. Easy. I just blew my mind. But anyway, fellas, let me wrap this up, man. B4, Bricados, sports legends, well, I'll see you fuckers at the draft party. I tell you to go, but you're already coming. Where we eat like legends, and we're going to drink like champs. Yes, sir. Go to see Christian at Headliners Barbershop. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Iris Podcast, Joe Bucks fan. And, bro, we'll see Crazy Brandon there from Oregon, man. Harold from Atlanta, man. And the rest of you crazy bastards. Yes! Yes! It's going to be an awesome fucking party. You guys fucking, you feel it coming? I do. I do, man. I see it, man. It's going to be fucking crazy. Leo, get ready. As always, speak softly. And carry the big motherfucking stick!
Lou. Lou is so good with the stories, with the Bucks takes, with just bringing it home every time. How about Ali Marpet moving to center? That should not have surprised any single person that listens to this podcast. I've been saying it for 2 years. Guy is being groomed to be the center. And here's the thing. Well, he's going to make less than guard. Have the Bucks ever, Jason Light ever been not fair? If they feel Ali Marpet's doing a great job at center, they're going to reward him. Okay, it's not about money. And again, not your money. So who gives a fuck? You know, if it's not working and he moves back to guard and he's an all-pro guard, guess what? He's going to get the going rate. I just don't see the Buccaneers cheating Ali Marpet out of some money because they're moving him to guard. Hey, if that's the best natural position for him because he's pretty much bounced around since he was in high school, then so be it. You know, how quickly you all forget that the Bucks traded up into the second round to make some little podunk offensive lineman out of Hobart College a second round pick. You know, the Bucks don't owe him, and he doesn't owe the Bucks. They're working together to figure out if they can come to a conclusion on what is actually being requested. All right, we're almost half hour in. We'll do a couple more Bucks takes, and I'll save the rest for Monday. But we go from Lou. How about this? Virginia Beach. Yeah, some of you know who Jeff Pantrich is. Some of you don't. Pants was a producer on 98.7 The Fan. He's now hosting a radio show up in Virginia Beach. Not sure if these guys listen to him. Let's go to Luke. Hey, Luke.
Commish. Luke in Va Beach. Been listening for a few months and finally had a thought. First things first, my bros and I did our annual March Madness Drinkathon trip up to Richmond over the St. Pat's weekend. Ordered a pack of B4. When it came in, they doubled my order, along with a handwritten note thanking me for giving them a try. Kudos to the B4 folks. Classy. I have a hypothetical for you.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
At least three solid running backs in the first round. Last year, Light already showed a willingness to trade picks to leverage position in the draft. Do you see any teams later in the draft that might be willing to trade up to get a different player at 19? If so, we could get our running back at a later spot, get additional picks in a draft that you've already mentioned has a lot of defense available. Mm-hmm. Seems that it would be a win-win for the team. Interested in your thoughts on a separate topic. Someone should order up some customized stick carrier inflatable thunder sticks for the draft party. Who knows, they might catch on at Raymond James. In closing,
we're working on it.
Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Luke, appreciate it.
Nailed it.
In Virginia Beach, thank you. We are working on those thunder sticks. Here's my thing about the 19th pick. I don't know if there's a player that other teams would want to trade up for. I don't even know who's going to be on the board for the Bucks at 19. When I start to look at all the names, would I mind if the Bucks traded back and got an extra pick? No, I don't think so. We just don't know who's going to be on the board. We have no idea. So I think you just let it play out. And, you know, if Jason Light has an opportunity to trade back, he will. On the flip side, maybe Jason Light looks at it and says, I need to trade up, get my guy. We go from Virginia Beach to Virginia. Dom is there. Hey, Dom.
Justin, Dom from Virginia. Just saw that picture of Jameis, Mike Evans, Deshaun Jackson out with Adrian Peterson. They need to go sign that man. Yeah, he may be 32, may have lost a step. But, I mean, it's all, who knows? It's Adrian Peterson. The man's a fucking freak. A superhuman. So, we need a threat. He's a threat. He'd be a perfect bridge back for whoever the fuck we draft. And he would just, I think he would do wonders. We need veteran leadership on the offense because it's basically just a bunch of young guys. But, fuck. Adrian Peterson would be amazing. All right, I'm out. Speak softly. Carry that big motherfucking stick, fire the cannons, and go Bucks.
All right, Dom. Appreciate it. And good take. I mean, I'm all in on the Adrian Peterson signing. I don't see a negative. He's not going to want more than one and a half year guaranteed. I don't see you breaking the bank, but even if you have to, you have the cap room. I mean, what are you saving it for? To me, it's just, hey, it's a low risk, high reward type of move by the Buccaneers if they want to get better. I mean, that's not a question for me. That's a question for Jason Light. Let's see. Daniel's up. Hey, Daniel.
What's up, Kamish? This is Daniel from D-Land, Section 119. Well, those fucking fans are loud. Want to say thank you for keeping this going, Kamish. I know it's a lot of work with your regular job. But thank you, and thank you to all you stick carriers out there holding your big motherfucking stick, giving your good-ass Bucks take every week. This podcast is a must-listen to. I do have a question for you, Kamish. So, cue Phil Collins. My question to you, because I respect your opinion a lot, what do you think we should do as backup quarterback? I do have no hope in Ryan Griffin. I'm not too sure what we're going to do. I don't know if we draft somebody late. Don't really want to waste a pick, but not too many veterans out there that I trust either. So, not too sure what we're going to do. I'd like to listen and see what you had to say. Thank you to Bricados, Sports Legends, B4, Christian's Headline Barbershop, not Hairline Doug. Had to throw a jab out at my boy. He is a true passionate fan, just like we all are. Uh-huh. But can't wait to meet a lot of you guys at the draft party. It is going to be epic. It's going to be so much fun. Just can't wait. We just got our hotel reservation right next to it at the La Quinta Inn and Suites. You know we're getting fucking hammered, Kamish. So, speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it. All fuck right. You, Tom Jones.
Jeez. Oh, forgot about that. He hates Tom Jones. In your face, Tom Jones. In your face. Daniel hates you. So how do you feel about that? I still got a ton of Bucks takes to get to. I'm going to save some of those, including a few Mock Draft Mondays for Monday. If you do have a Mock Draft Monday, that's coming up on Monday. So send that to BucksUncensored@gmail.com. Let me just say something in closing. The Bucks appear to be on the verge, maybe, of signing Adrian Peterson. Either that or every single one of their players wants him, whether they're tweeting about it or working out with him. The players in the Buccaneers locker room are all about bringing Adrian Peterson, one of the best running backs in NFL history, to play in their offense. But if you're Jason Light, you think about what your right-hand man did last year, John Robinson, who became the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. He traded for DeMarco Murray, a veteran, and drafted a running back as well. Do not be surprised if the Buccaneers do this. Do not be surprised if the Buccaneers look to replace Doug Martin with supreme talent. Adrian Peterson is supreme talent. And I'll say this right now. And I said this to Christian from Headlines Barbershop the other day on the phone. I said, here's the deal. If the Bucs sign Adrian Peterson and draft Joe Mixon in the second round, they're Super Bowl contenders. You can laugh all you want, but that's the fucking fact. Because you look at their defense and what they did at the end of last year. 5-game winning streak, dominant defense. Everyone, for the most part, that contributed, coming back. Bradley McDougald was upgraded by J.J. Wilcox. I think that's an upgrade. Corners are back. Defensive line is back and upgraded with Chris Baker. Linebackers are back. Safeties are back when you talk about Chris Conte, Wilcox, and Keith Tandy. So they upgraded Bradley McDougald but kept everything status quo. And let's not forget, there's another whole slate of draft picks that could come your way. So you get that first-round pick, and again, I'll share who I think it'll be. Mine has changed drastically over last week. But if the Buccaneers find a way to get Adrian Peterson and get another young running back like a Joe Mixon in the second round, and Adrian Peterson can groom him and help him adjust. Remember, Adrian Peterson went through some very serious storylines in regards to the child abuse. Jameis Winston went through some very serious allegations when you talk about the rape. They can help mentor this young player and assist him in becoming a great person, but a great player on the field as well, because he is supremely talented and potentially, with Fournette, the best and most talented running backs in this draft. And so when you pair him with Adrian Peterson, you have a two-headed monster at running back. You have DeSean Jackson and Mike Evans on the outside. Perhaps they draft another receiver early, but you still have Adam Humphries as well. You have Cameron Brait, one of the most underrated tight ends in the NFL. And then on defense, as we talked about, defensive line, linebackers, defensive backs, all in check. And safety continues to be a concern, but why can't you address safety in the first round of this draft? Or corner in the first round of this draft? Especially if you go out and get Adrian Peterson and maybe you're eyeing a running back, whether it be Mixon or a Marlon Mack in the second round. options are open for the Buccaneers, but let me tell you this. In thinking about this a lot this week, boy, just a couple of moves would force me, at least in my brain, to consider the Buccaneers as a playoff contender and a Super Bowl contender. But the only way they're going to do that is if they improve their run game. They cannot go into next season believing that Doug Martin's going to come back and that until then, Jacquizz Rodgers is going to hold down the fort. It's not going to happen. So what say you, Glazers? What say you, Jason Light? And what say you, Dirt Cutter? Do you understand what it takes to win? Do you understand that you need to improve the running back position than the running game? Or are you naive and you're just going to stand pat and try and win the way you did last year? I don't think you're going to stand pat. And the reason I don't think you're going to stand pat is because of how aggressive you've been with the hashtag W4W storyline. They're adding players. They want to add players, and they want to add as many players around Jameis Winston to make him take that next step to becoming an elite quarterback in the NFL. Very exciting times ahead. First things first, get yourself that free agent running back, and then we can really start focusing and narrowing in on the NFL draft. I'm Justin Plowski. This has been Bucks Uncensored. You can send your Bucks take to me, record it right on your mobile device, and send it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. Really appreciate it. We've had a huge week of numbers for the podcast, so keep them coming and spread the word. Let people know there is a place for Bucks fans to congregate, and it's right here on the Bucks Uncensored podcast. I'm Justin Pulaski, and as always, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.